The following Women's Spaces show was recorded on Monday, April 22nd, 2019.
The woman in your life will do what she must do to comfort you and calm you down and let you rest now. The woman in your life, she can rest so easily. She does everything you do because the woman in your life is you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Women's Spaces. My name is Elaine B. Holt, and I'm your host. And with me at the board is my friend, my partner, my engineer, oh, my God, and my co-producer, Ken Norton. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Elaine.
Wow, today is Earth Day. Oh, I am so excited about today's show. You know, today is Earth Day, April 27th, and we have a very exciting show this morning. To begin with, I'm going to have Ken tell us his Earth Day story, as he was one of the students at San Jose State that buried a car in 1970. Amazing. That was 49 years ago. Next year, 2020, we'll be celebrating 50 years since the beginning of Earth Day. Actually, Ken's going to tell a story, and what I found out from him as we were driving down the studio, the first Earth Day was actually called Survival Day. Isn't that an interesting name, Survival Day? Also joining me on the phone is a special, special person, is Sabria Abdul, and she will be talking about a special event that's happening at the Juneteenth celebration, where they are doing a fundraiser for a program called Children of Africa. And it's really an amazing program that she's doing a fundraiser for, because what they're going to do at Juneteenth is set up a structure to where children can understand actually what some of the young people went through during the times of slavery. I mean, it just, when you start thinking about it, our youth have suffered so much, and they're suffering a lot because of this climate change bagago that we're in right now. I'm also excited to have with me live here in the studio, Leslie Graves, and she'll be talking about the upcoming event in downtown Santa Rosa, Earth Day. We're going to be celebrating. That's April 27th, and I'm really excited to have her on the show to explain what's going to be happening next weekend. Well, today is actually Earth Day, and just to remind folks, the theme for the, if you remember the first Monday of the month, we had a wonderful woman by the name of Tracy Ritchie on from the Earth Day Network in Washington, D.C., where she advised us that the Earth Day, kind of the theme for this year is protect our species. That includes us. Protect our species. We're also a species. It's called human beings. So protect us all, our little dogs, everybody, all the species on this planet. And one of the things that she says is nature is a gift to our planet. And there are millions of species that we know and love, and many more that remain yet to be discovered. Unfortunately, human beings has irrevocably upset the balance of nature, and as a result, the world is facing the greatest rate of extinction since we lost the dinosaurs more than 60 million years ago. Unlike the fate of the dinosaurs, the rapid extinction of species in our world today is the result of human activity. You know, human activity, you know, it's time that we start taking responsibility, not only for ourselves, but for our planet. So there's a lot to think about. I also have two wonderful, wonderful high school students here in the studio with me. I have, let me just make sure, I have Cabri Wiesek and Anna Fowler, and they are both juniors in high school here in Sonoma County, and these are two students that are going to be involved in the April 24th Climate Action Night at the Santa Rosa Junior College, and we'll be talking about that, and we'll be giving more information. Well, before we start the show, I have to call my co-producer and my engineer on the line. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
You know, Ken in 1970 was part of the group of students who actually buried a car for it was called Survival Day, right, Ken?
In February 1970, we had a what was called a survival fair, and that was pretty much let you know how students around the United States were starting to get very anxious about the environment. We already had Rachel Carson's book in 1962 on the pesticides, and we had the problem with the terrible smog in the different cities. I came from up from L.A. to study at San Jose State, so I knew that we had a problem with the environment and that the car was a big contributor to it. And so they decided in a humanities class that Professor John Sperling put on that they would do an action, and we called it Survival Fair, and we would bury a car. And we had hoped to bury a muscle car, like a Dodge Charger, but however, we couldn't afford it. So what we could afford was a Maverick, and that's what we buried as a symbolic act of we wanted to see a big change. So I'm thinking that it's probably, and this is 49 years ago, and now we have young people today, even in elementary schools, that are so alarmed. So I was in college. I wasn't alarmed in elementary school or high school, but I was alarmed in college. And now they're alarmed at the elementary level.
Well, let me ask you a question, Ken. What was it like that day for you? I know you come from a pretty conservative background. All of a sudden, you're at San Jose State, and all of a sudden, they're burying a car, and they're talking about the environment. What did that feel like for you? Did it kind of rattle your chain a little bit?
Oh, definitely. I thought we were in the beginning of a revolution. I didn't know that about the slow change of government and how that happens, but at the moment, I was very young, maybe 20, 21 years old, and quite excited about, hey, the revolution for a new clean environment is here. But I see that we're still in the midst of it.
Well, Ken, thank you so much for sharing that story. You know, we're doing that kind of as an annual tradition, but it's really very, very interesting to think about it, that 49 years ago, this action took place. And, you know, when I start thinking about it and I start hearing all the different things, like I was listening to the radio this morning and they start talking about how in the Arctic that the glaciers are melting so rapidly that they feel by 2030 there may be spots in the earth that the glaciers will not be there anymore. I ask myself, what's taking us so long? You know, what is taking us so long? And I think what's taking us so long is I have to say it out loud, the capital G, greed. Anyway, thank you so much, Ken, for sharing that story. And again, happy Earth Day to everybody. And you know, we have to do something. We just have to do something. Well, our next segment of the program, I'm really excited. I have a very, very dear friend on the phone. Are you there, Sabria? Are you there? Hello? I guess you're going to have to call her back. Are you there, Sabria? I can hear her. Okay, let's go on to the next segment. Okay, so now what's going to be happening? I'm sorry that I don't know what happened with Sabria. You want to try to dial her again, Ken? What's going to be happening is we were going to talk about there is a special event that's happening at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds, and that she was going to talk about. Ken's going to try to get her back on the air. You know, let me just give you a little bit background about what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about the Juneteenth celebration, and looking back to 1865, it was on June 19th that the Union soldiers led by Major General Gordon Granger landed at Galveston, Texas, with the news that the war had ended and the enslaved were now free. But what happened on that day was, when they made the announcement, in reality, the slaves were actually free for 2 years, and they did not even know it. And so what has happened since 1863, in 1863, freedom became available for everybody. But like I said, these folks in Galveston, Texas had no idea what was going on. And so what the African-American community does across the nation is they celebrate Juneteenth. They try to make it as close to June 16th to 19th as possible. This year, we're going to be doing it on June 15th at the Martin Luther King Park over on Hensley Avenue. Sabria, are you on the phone, my love?
I am on the phone. Good rising, everyone. Well, you especially.
Well, welcome to Women's Spaces. You know, let's talk a little bit. I gave a little bit background about the Juneteenth event. Before we go into it, tell us a little bit. I know you have a special radio show. What is your radio show? Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, my show is Rebel Blues Radio, and the purpose of my show is to keep all those measurements of rebels that was positive alive, especially in music and poetry and, you know, those forms, keeping alive some of my ancestors who did so much, too, to make this country what it is and, you know, just to keep their memories alive.
Well, I want to welcome you to the show and to talk about. Now, I know I gave the listeners a little bit of background about what Juneteenth is all about, but this year we're going to have a special program for children. And I understand they're going to have the event is called Children of Africa, and it's an interactive children-to-children play. So
correct.
Why don't you talk a little bit about it? What is involved in the project and what is the purpose?
Okay, so first to begin is that it really was, it's more like a branch off from Unshackled, which Dr. Jacqueline Lawrence and her group had performed at last year's. And so it was really inspired by that. It was also inspired that many times we do not hear the stories of children, their stories on how it was to be taken from somewhere and brought to somewhere strange. Also for those who have been born here, you do not hear their stories as often as we do about adults and the changes that, you know, they went through. So, to say all of that, the project, the folks who are involved with the project is Alyssa McDonald, who is the writer. She's part of Legacy Showcases. And Sina Kubega, who has Drum Ghana and the Dance Ensemble. And they are working together so as to make this, as we say, an interactive children's program. They will get involved with on how it was to be taken and become, enslaved, sold, the plantation. We will have five different characters, and each of them display the different stages of, you know, slavery, of the slave story.
Well, let's do a special shout out for Legacy Productions for bringing forward another great piece, not only a piece of entertainment, but a great piece of entertainment that educates us all. Well, just like everything else, right, Sabria, everything costs money and you have to do something. So I understand you're having a fundraiser to try to get the money together to put this production on June 15th at the Martin Luther King. So tell us, where is the fundraiser going to be, and how can they get a hold of you?
All right, then. So the fundraiser is going to be at the Farmers Market this Saturday, April 27th, starting at 8:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock. We are encouraging folks to please come out and support us with this. We are, like you say, we have little things that we still need to do, which is to make the different obstacle courses in which the runaway slaves will have to go through. And we've also gotten what you call the Radical Seven Obstacle Course, which is like the last.
Sabria, are you moving your telephone around? You got to hold it.
I'm sorry.
You got to hold it steady. Go ahead.
Okay, man. So, and we're, you know, so this, these funds would help us to build that obstacle course and to secure our, the Radical Seven Obstacle Course.
What are you writing here, Ken?
Where is a farmer's market?
Okay. Give us the address.
Yes, I will. 1351 Maple Avenue in Santa Rosa.
And what time is that going to be happening?
And that's going to be at 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Okay, so just to remind the folks, the fundraiser is going to be at the Farmers Market at 1351 Maple Avenue in Santa Rosa from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., right? And it's going to be this Saturday. Oh, no, is it going to be this Saturday, April 27th?
Yep, April 27th.
Oh, my God, I can't believe what's going on. Before you know it, it's going to be May.
That's right.
Where did April go?
just like the wind.
Well, Sabria, I want to thank you so much for bringing this very important information to us. Are you going to have a little sample of what people might be going through when at the event?
Oh, like, you know, we're going to have that type of, like, you have to cross the river, so there are going to be, like, stones that they have to, you know, balance and get across. There will be, like, cones that they will have to either, you know, crawl under a tunnel to come out, or they're either going to jump over some, you know, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay.
Just some types of barriers to show people. You know, what's so interesting about this as I'm listening to you talk, you know, we take freedom for granted,
granted.
You know, I was putting a glass of water. I went to my sink this morning. I put a glass of water in the glass, and I thought, how convenient. I thought of some of the people that walk miles and miles to get water.
Right.
And so this is a great example. Well, Sabria Abdul, thank you so much for coming on Women's Spaces and telling us about this. And I want to wish you all the success in the world. And I want to encourage my listeners, at least, you know, when you go to these events, it's a chance for your children to learn. And when you learn things like this, it increases your empathy, your compassion, and it gives us a little bit of hope. So thank you so much, Sabria, and much success. I hope to see you this Saturday.
All right, then. Take care.
You take care, too,
bye,
my
Ken.
Friend.
Bye-bye.
Peace.
I mean, it's just wonderful, folks. You know, you got to realize one thing. We are alive here. Not only are we alive, but we're live on the air. So every once in a while, if you have a little glitch, you know, you just say, hey, I love live radio. Anyway, we're going to take a musical break right now. And, you know, the song I chose was a song by Leanne Rimes. I swear, I am in love with this woman. She has one of the finest voices, I think, that's come on the air of recent, especially in this generation. And the song is What a Wonderful World. And why did I choose to play this? Because, you know, we hear all the stuff that's going on. We hear about climate change and all the fears. And I thought, This program here on Earth Day, we would start out to just start looking at why it's so important that we take care of our Earth. Because when you really think about it, when you got up this morning and maybe you heard a bird chirp, or you went out and looked in your backyard and you saw a leaf, oh my goodness, I looked and I saw, my goodness, there's all these leaves on my fig tree. I mean, there's so much beauty around us and so much to celebrate. And so much to take care of. But you know, when you listen to this song and you think about climate change, not only think of the beauty of the world, but also think about if we don't start doing something more radical and more immediate, we're going to lose all this beauty. So it's real important to think of it that way. And when I return, I'm going to be talking with one of my dear friends, Leslie Graves, and we're going to be talking about the Earth Day celebration that is also happening on April 27th down at Courthouse Square here in Santa Rosa. So let's go on and listen to What a Wonderful World.
Trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are trusty friend shaking hands, saying, how do you do? What a wonderful world. Ooh, yeah, yeah. I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I was thinking about yesterday, you know, Easter Sunday, you know, all everybody gets the families together. And I had the blessing, my great granddaughter, Satori, I got to see her and hold her. And what was so amazing is we got to, there was a little playpen and there was another baby there, little Lara. Oh my God, they're so precious. I mean, they're just so precious. And how they were playing together and sharing together. Satori's only 7 months old, and this other little baby was 13 months old. And it was just amazing, the interaction between them. And when you start looking at children, you really think, what a beautiful world. How exciting it is, life. And that's why we have to start thinking about all these things. Anyway, for you guys just joining us, you are listening to KBBF 89.1 FM, Calistoga, Santa Rosa. And I want to remind the folks out there that the opinions expressed here are not necessarily the opinions of KBBF, its board of directors, its members, or Women's Spaces. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz. And without any more hesitation here, I want to introduce my next guest here in the studio is joining me, Leslie Graves, who is an event coordinator. Good morning, Leslie, and welcome once again to Women's Spaces.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here. This is a beautiful day in Northern California. Absolutely perfect Earth Day.
Well, I want to welcome you, and you know, you're not a stranger to Women's Spaces, so it's, and listen, before we begin, I'd like to tell the folks a little bit about you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Well, Leslie Graves is going to be the MC of the City of Santa Rosa's Earth Day on stage event in Courthouse Square this Saturday, April 27th from 12 to 4 p.m. I've gone to every Earth Day celebration, and I really encourage folks to come down. This is the fourth year that Leslie will be introducing the performances taking place on stage, and she is honored to once again lend her voice to the event. This is a free, family-friendly festival celebrating Earth Day, and it's a great example of how the City of Santa Rosa and all cities that are going to be celebrating Earth Day do educational and outreach for the community, plus introducing tools on how we can cut waste, and also great examples of future zero waste events here in Santa Rosa. So welcome, welcome. Is there anything else you'd like to add, my friend?
No, just thank you so much to the City of Santa Rosa for having me MC the event. It's a pleasure to do the event every year. And you're right, it's a beautiful world, and it's beautiful to see young people having their first experiences, really finding their place in the larger world and what it means to inhabit this planet Earth and being able to make a difference
Earth Day. You know, it's interesting when you talk about young people, too. One of the things that all, for my listeners out there, you know, I remember when I went back to school in 1970 when I was actually the old age of 30. And I remember coming back all of a sudden with the protesting with the Vietnam War, and you didn't get the support from the older generation. They were really condemning us. And I think it's very important for this generation that's coming up to really listen to them, because it's what they're saying, which is so loud and clear, stop, you're taking our future away. And that is a really strong, strong message. So thank goodness for Earth Day and for everybody having an opportunity once a year to get together to at least you know, at least to talk about these things. So tell us a little bit, what can we expect from Earth Day on stage this year? I mean, I'm kind of excited about it.
Well, definitely, it is something to be excited about. The city has put together a great event in Courthouse Square from 12 to 4. We have three major performances up on stage, including the fabulous Taiko Drummers of Sonoma County.
Wow.
So Japanese drumming at its best. That'll definitely get our hearts going. And then we have a live performance by the Chalkboard Players. And they're always great to bring children into the performance with them. And they will be saving planet Earth as they do. And all the children will become superheroes as they do that in their performance. And then from 2 to 4 o'clock, we actually have a band that just spans the world of all kinds of great music. They're called Jen, and that's spelled D-G-I-I-N. They've been voted North Bay's best band 2 years, and they're a six-piece high-energy band that brings their original songs as well as songs from all over the world. They have things like reggae, funk, flamenco, Latin, French, cafe, Spanish, and they sing in different languages, and it's going to be something that's going to bring everybody to the dance floor. On top of that, you've got a great festival, over 100 vendors, and you've got 100 vendors there. So you've got food, you've got beer and wine, and LandPass is hosting the beer and wine area, which is wonderful for adults and also supports Land Paths. We have 7 workshops that are going throughout the day starting at 12:15. Our event starts at 12, and every 30 minutes there will be another workshop doing things like hands-on, helping people to figure out, where does your waste go? Can you recycle it? Can you compost it? Do you have to put it in trash? We're going to help you out with that.
I got to ask you a question, Leslie. This is a personal question now. Where do you get all that energy and that positive? I mean, every time I'm around you, I always feel so good, like I can conquer anything. Where does that come from? You know, share that with our listeners, because, you know, it's Women's Spaces. And the whole idea behind the show is to lift the confidence of women so they can speak out, so they can come out. Where do you get all that energy and confidence before we go into the next level of Earth Day?
Well, you know, it's a great question. And I think that I look out into our community, and it doesn't matter what challenges we have, whether it was the firestorm or our flooding just recently this year. But every time that I look out into the community, to people like you and others, there's always something positive, no matter what the challenges are. That also stems from being a foster kid myself. So I was a foster kid growing up, and looking to my foster mom, who no matter what challenges she was faced with in life, she was able to overcome them. So you look around, and absolutely, positively, people are succumbing the issues that we may have, and that's something that we have to do also on Earth Day. There's a lot that we can talk about, and sure enough, we're going to be talking about that, but think about those young children coming to the Earth Day Festival and having their first experience and enjoying things like planting seeds and making a pine cone bird feeder and everything and anything in order to find their place in the world and how they can preserve Mother Earth for their future. It's really a glorious thing to see.
Are you going to have the beekeepers this year? The beekeepers?
You know, I don't see the beekeepers on place, but, you know, if you're in Courthouse Square, you'll see plenty of bees, because they like to come by every once in a while and enjoy chomping on some of those trees in there. So, well, there's going to be animals that will be there. I know that Classroom Safari will be there with a sloth and a hedgehog. So that's always fun for the kids as well to find that. Lots of hands-on experiences for the youth. And then, of course, lots of tips like water tips and preserving nature for adults as well.
Well, let's get into the logistics. I know that's one thing that you're really concerned about. So what you know, where people are coming to Earth Day, they're bringing their kids, you know, it's a warm day. What do you suggest that they bring with them, if you do have any suggestions?
Yeah, so, you know, Earth Day, I've been there. This is going to be my 4th year. I would definitely say bring your sunscreen, put it on beforehand, wear a nice large-brimmed hat, be ready to fill up with water at the water hydration station that the city brings. They have their mobile truck that will be giving us fresh water. So bring your own water bottle and be ready to fill up there, as well as you could even bring a chair, bring a blanket, enjoy the whole entire day at Courthouse Square. So it's really something that you can make a whole day out of it.
Another thing that you talk about that when I ask, generally I ask my guests to send me some questions or some ideas of what they would like to talk about. And one of the things that you wrote me was that you're looking for volunteers to clean up afterwards.
Right. There is volunteer opportunities, and you can find that out on the city's website. So you can visit www.srcity.org/Earth Day on Stage. But there's also a cleanup of the creek before Earth Day on Stage. So from 9:30 until 11:30 a.m. at Olive Park, which is just off of Railroad Street, right near Railroad Square, in the heart of downtown Santa Rosa, you can join the Santa Rosa Creek Stewardship Program, and they will be doing a cleanup. So it's a perfect volunteer opportunity for the whole entire family from 9:30 to 11:30, and it's within walking distance on the Santa Rosa Creek Trail and the Prince Memorial Trail to go downtown to Courthouse Square right after you clean up the creek.
Well, Leslie, we're coming to the end of our segment here. So give us a little idea. You know, one of the things, I know there's a lot of concern about automobiles and about parking and stuff like that. So what are some of the suggestions that you have around cars, about how people can arrive? I know a lot of people, you know, they have bicycles, but how about us folks that still drive cars?
Yeah, which is understandable. And there are plenty of parking spaces downtown. There's multiple garages that are very close by in order to accommodate you with your car, and handicap spaces around Courthouse Square, as well as electric plug-in stations around Courthouse Square as well. There's also the city buses have their transit station is less than a block away. It's walking distance to Courthouse Square. We will have free valet bike parking put on by the Sonoma County Bicycle Coalition. So if you ride your bike with your family, you don't even have to bring a lock. You can lock up right there with the free valet bike parking. And Smart Train does have trains running, and their first train drops off just a little bit after 12 o'clock in downtown Santa Rosa at the train station in Railroad Square. And that's a quick, less than 10-minute walk over to Courthouse Square as well. So lots of alternate transportation opportunities for those that are going to Earth Day in Courthouse Square this Saturday, April 27th, from 12 until 4.
Give the website one more time, because I know you are looking for volunteers. List the city website.
Yeah, the city website, very easy. Just www.srcity.org/Earth Day on Stage, and you'll find all the information there, including the schedule for the day, all the different activities that are available. Remember that food, beer, and wine will be available as well. So, and thanks to our major sponsors, Sonoma Water and Zero Waste Sonoma, which I love their new name. They are the new face of Sonoma County Waste Management, and we're talking about not just managing waste, but we're creating that zero waste environment. And this is one of those great events that in its second year, Earth Day on Stage is creating a zero waste environment.
Well, I'll tell you, Leslie, you make it so exciting to me. I can't wait to get there on April 27th. So thank you so much. And thank you. You know, there's one woman I talked to, what's Bee's last name?
Bee Amador with the city.
Right. She is very involved in doing the organizing, and she has been so kind when I called her and let her know that I would like you to have you on the phone. And so a shout out to Bee Amador and her staff for all the wonderful things that they're doing. And thank you, Leslie Graves. Thank you again for being on Women's Spaces.
Thank you, Elena. Always a pleasure to be here. And thanks, Ken.
It wasn't that amazing story what Ken told about Earth Day.
I love it. I love it. I always learn something new when I hang out with the two of you.
Thank you so much. Well, folks, I'm telling you, there's so much going on in our city, in our county, in our state. I mean, there's no need to be bored. There's no need to be depressed. Just come on out, get active, get to know people, come to Earth Day. There's Earth Days going on all over the United States, and make sure that you hit at least one of them. Well, we're going to take a musical break, and this is one of my favorite songs. And the reason I chose it is because we're having two young activists on, and I think it is so important that we remember the children. You know, the children are our future. You know, there was a song at one time. I can't remember the woman who sang it, but the children are our future, and we must never, never lose sight of that. So the song we're going to play is a wonderful song. It's called "We Are the World," and it's sung by the Countdown Kids. And I just love this arrangement of it. It's just amazing. And when I return, we will be talking to Andy Fowler and Cabrilla Wiesek. They are two high school students here from Sonoma County, and they were going to be talking about the April 24th Climate Action Night at Santa Rosa JC. So let's go on, and we're going to listen to "We Are the World," sung by the Countdown Kids. Listen to the words, especially if you're a parent out there, an aunt, an uncle. You have friends that have children. Listen to those words. Here we are. "We Are the World," sung by the Countdown Kids.
Somewhere we'll soon make a change. We are
are the world. We are the children. What a great song. I'm telling you, it just gives me the chills when I listen to it. Welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz. And joining me in the studio are two young people here. I have Ani Faller, and I have Cabria Wiesek. Welcome, welcome to, pardon?
Introduce one at a time.
Welcome to Women's Spaces. So we're going to identify you. So I'm going to do you, Annie. I'm going to give you a little bit of a background, a little bit of your bio. And then if you want to add anything, you just add something. Because you sent me something, but I shortened it a little bit.
Okay.
Ani Faller is a junior high school student. As well as school, she takes up most of her time with issues regarding the earth, and specifically climate change, have always been important to her. And so for the past 3 years, she has pushed herself to engage and become more of an environmental volunteer. She is a compost helper she's been a compost helper for about 2 years now, and she helps and sort and recycle school trash. Ani is part of the Youth Versus Alcopolis Fellowship Program organized by the 350 Bay Area. So, Ani, I want you to talk about a little bit before we introduce Cabria about what is the
Youth Versus Apocalypse.
And what is that program?
Youth Versus Apocalypse is a fellowship program organized by 350 Bay Area. It's mostly located in Oakland, but we have students and members from all over the Bay Area. And I'm part of the Sebastopol group. And part of what we do, we have three different events or things to join. And one of them is to promote the Green New Deal, and that's what I'm a part of. And so for the first half of this year, I have been presenting with my fellow members at events like the Sonoma County Democrats, and we spread awareness about the Green New Deal and address climate change.
Well, that's absolutely wonderful. And you're what grade are you? You're a high school student. What grade are you?
I'm a junior. So I'm
a junior. To be so articulate and to be so involved to me is so amazing. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you for
thank
your awareness.
You.
Okay, let's go over to you, Cabria Wiesek. Let me talk a little bit about you. You're also a junior high school student. This year, you have been surrounded by you've been involved with environmental activism throughout the community. What's really inspired you to take action, and you believe instead of complaining about issues we are facing, to get involved. Recently, she went with a few of her friends to talk with Sonoma County Democrats in supporting the Green New Deal. She then walked out in the march in Sebastopol Square and to support the crisis that our environment is experiencing. Now, what's so interesting about you, Cabria, that I found when I was looking at your bio is, when you talk about complaining, you decided you're not going to complain anymore. What was your motivator? What inspired you to get involved? And what else would you like to add that you're doing here in your school and what you're doing with your groups?
Well, I just realized that there's so many issues involving climate change, and for a while I was really sad about it, and it was hard for me to see the bright side of the picture, but through going to my school and talking with my teacher, Sunny, and my classmates and being surrounded in my community, they were really inspiring and showing me that there's a lot of things that we can do to help the environment instead of just sitting around being sad, which I was doing. So now I've been going out and I've been talking to my friends and my family about so many issues and just making them aware and trying to make a positive impact instead of nothing.
Well, you know, you said something very important. You know, you said you felt a feeling of sadness. And I know there's a lot of young people that feel that way. You know, what was your sadness about? I mean, what made you sad, both of you? I mean, let's talk a little bit about what makes you sad, because I think that's very important that people understand that. And that also you took yourself out of the sadness and became an activist. And once you become an activist, you see you have friends, you have support, you have people of like mind. So talk a little bit about what you were sad about.
Well, I mean, just living in Northern California, we've experienced a lot of natural disasters. So we've seen climate change firsthand with friends of mine losing their houses, or just recently the flooding affecting our community, our town, and neighboring towns. That was really devastating to me. And just seeing that climate change is not a joke. It's not something that is not true. It is happening daily. And there's so, like, plastic is such an issue, and it's just incorporated in our day-to-day lives so much that we need to start making a change. And it was hard for me to see the positivity of how we live our lives, but I found it through my community and by becoming an activist, and I'm trying to make a change. So,
and it's important. Your energy goes up. Go ahead. What were you going to say, Ami?
And I also think that climate change, most people, when they hear the word climate change, they think of like a depressing issue that has no solutions to solve and it's too late. But in reality, the problem isn't that we don't have solutions. The problem is that we don't have enough people wanting to be engaged and educating themselves on climate change. So there are a lot of solutions out there. It's just a matter of getting people to take action and initiative to do things about it, and education is really key.
Now, Ani, excuse me, Cabrilla, you went and talked to the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I think for a young girl like yourself, a young woman like yourself, that's not an easy task. It really isn't. Getting up in front of a group of people is hard enough, but all of a sudden here are these powerful people, the Democrats, mm-hmm. you know. How did you feel your response was?
It was very positive. It was, they all wanted us to be there. And because my teacher, Sunny, always tells us that.
That's Sunny Gilbreth, right?
Sunny Gilbreth, yes. She always tells us that the youth have such a big voice and people really listen to us because we're the future generation and we're 16-year-olds trying to make a change. So that's pretty impactful. So when I went to the Sonoma County Democrats, they were really happy that we were there in support of the Green New Deal and really wanted us to be there and talk about it, and they voted yes, and yeah, it was really positive.
So our county is supporting, our county Democrats are supporting the Green New Deal.
And I also, just to add on to that, I think that adults, whenever they see that younger children are taking action, they kind of get secondhand embarrassment or something like that. Like, they want to be able to be a role model to students. And so when younger people take action, it makes them want to do something as well.
Well, I'd like to add something. I think there's a lot of adults out there that should be real ashamed. I mean, when you come to think of it, you know, Ken told the story of something that happened almost 50 years ago when we were screaming, when we couldn't breathe in L.A. because of the smog, you know, and Rachel Carson comes out with this thing about pesticides. I mean, here we have right now 1 in 3 children have cancer and we're relating it to the GMOs and also to the pesticides. And you think 50 years ago there was a warning. Why wasn't anybody listening? So when you say to be ashamed, rightfully so, I need to say that. There have been many people who have been active, and the activism, some of the stuff that's been thrown at people, it's just amazing. Even today, they're still denying. And that's why it's so important that young people are standing up, because it is your future.
Yes.
And I want to address one thing that I really loved. I loved when I saw in your bio, Annie, is that you started out very small, and the first thing you did was you brought your own coffee cup to a coffee shop. Oh, it was you, Camille.
Yes.
Yes, you brought your own coffee to the coffee shop.
Yes.
So talk about that. What was that inspiration?
Well, I was talking about our day-to-day lives and how we consume so much so many like products that are not environmentally friendly, just like coffee cups when you go to the coffee store and you get those. I mean, we could just use the ones that we have at home and bring them instead. And so then using reusable grocery bags. And then just recently, I've really been talking to my family about all the plastic products we buy for food and so on and so forth. And I've really made a big impact in my family's lives, and to be aware of what we buy, because that is such an important issue. Because when we buy things that are not good for the environment, the companies get more money, and of course they're going to keep selling it. So to be aware of what you buy is very, very key to helping the environment.
You know, when you talk about that, how you had an impact on your family, I remember how hard it is. I remember when I first brought the idea of organic food to my family, they were calling me all kinds of names, like, oh, you know, you're a health nut now. You know? And they probably say, oh, you're an environmental nut now. I mean, you know, they always put these little little sayings onto you. Well, let's talk a little bit about this this thing that's happening at the Santa Rosa JC. Who would like to go first? Go ahead. Talk a little bit about that. And how did you get involved? I mean, so now you're taking your high school students, and now you're involving yourself with the junior college. What is going on there?
Yes. Yeah, so the Santa Rosa Junior College has their first Climate Action Night, and it's on April 24th from 4:30 to 7:15. It's where college student teams gather from all different schools, including Roseland University, Prep, Annalee, Windsor High, and it's an event that will be like a science fair style where students participate and will circulate through different student-run stations to learn about specific pieces of legislation and take action to help them pass. And one of the legislation that will be presented on is the AJ7, which is California's way of saying that we support the Green New Deal. And so, yeah, it's an event to learn about climate legislation.
What is it about the Green New Deal, Annie, that you are so supportive of? What is it that is exciting everybody so much?
Well, the Green New Deal is a resolution to address climate change and mitigate fossil fuel use and carbon, all those things. But not only does it address climate change, it also addresses jobs, and it promises that people will be promised jobs and equality and treated the way they should be treated. And so it not only addresses climate change, but it also addresses social issues. And so that's why it's so important to me.
Why do you think there's such resistance? What is some of the resistance that you're feeling?
Well, a lot of people say that we don't have the money, and some people don't believe in it, which is like bonkers to me because there's so much evidence out there. But when people say there's not enough money, well, the Green New Deal is modeled after Franklin Delano Roosevelt's New Deal. And he, in order to have the New Deal work, he put together a lot of different programs that funded the New Deal. And so the Green New Deal, when we look at that, we need to remember the New Deal by Franklin Delano Roosevelt and see how he had created these programs to fund it. And so we can do the same thing with the Green New Deal. It's not a matter of money. It's a matter of people taking action and actually believing in the cause.
Well, you know, I have to go back to the Dianne Feinstein interview when the money came up. And I'll never forget when this young woman asked, I mean, she shined her on. When she asked a question, and she was kind of on the side. It was a young man that asked a question on the side. Well, what about all the war funds? And, you know, it's very interesting when you start thinking about it. It takes 5 minutes for our legislatures to pass a war budget. In fact, right now, just for folks listening, just to let you know, we just all paid our taxes. 69% of your taxes are going to destruction, to wars. And wars are the biggest, war is the biggest pollution that happens on our planet. So, you know, I remember when she asked the question and he said, what about the war? And yet she just kind of sloughed it off. There was no answer at all. And so have you given that any thought? I mean, when you talk about the money, we have put trillions into nothing.
Mm-hmm. It's just our government and the people in it and the common people rising, saying that we actually do have enough money, but if you've got to have the mindset and the willingness to use the money to help our future. Because if we don't put money into climate change, I mean, we could all die.
Climate change is top tier priority. We need to consider it as our number one issue that we need to address. Because if we don't have the earth, there's no point in thinking about all of these other issues that we have. Our main issue right now is to focus on saving our planet.
And we only have one Mother Earth. Well, we're coming to the end of our segment. Time goes by so fast when you're having fun. And I want to tell you that as an older woman, as an adult, as a mother, as a great-grandmother, I can't express in my heart of how impressed I am by you and how thrilled I am that young people are coming up, and I want to really thank you. So any last words, any website, anything the last as we come to the end of this?
If you can, make sure to come to Santa Rosa JC's Climate Legislation Night and maybe check out the Youth Versus Apocalypse website and come and support us as well.
And I want everybody to know all this information will be on www.womenspaces.com. We'll just list it all. Well, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here. You've been a delight. And it's very interesting. I want my listeners to know that their parents are here also, which is really I wish we would have done the pledge today with all the wonderful people we had. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Well, that's it for our show. I want to thank to Ken Norton for sharing his Earth Day story, to Sabriya Abdullah for letting us know about the fundraiser that's going on at the downtown at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds on this Saturday, and then also Leslie Graves talking about Earth Day that's going to be happening April 27th in downtown Santa Rosa, and also to Cabrera Resek and to Annie Fowler, both juniors in high school, and these two students who are involved. It's just amazing. They're involved in the April 24th Climate Action that's going to be happening at Santa Rosa JC. A reminder, tell your friends Women's Spaces will be aired again at 11 p.m. this evening. I'm excited I get to listen to my own program. Also, I'm available for speaking engagements, and if you have any announcements you'd like to do in the air, like birthdays or anniversaries, please email me at elaine@womensspaces.com. And also on elaine@womensspaces.com, all the websites, all the information, all the events will be listed there. Remember, our children are the future, and we must never lose sight of that. And a happy spring to everybody. It's time to take a deep breath. You know, every once in a while, Ken and I are watching this this program on the Buddha. It's a 50-episode kind of event. And one of the things that I'm learning through it is every once in a while, take a breath and thank the Creator for what a wonderful world it really is. This is Elaine B. Holtz. You've been listening to Women's Spaces. I want to thank you for listening, and I look forward to being with you the next time. Because a woman in your life, the woman in your life, the woman in your life is you. The previous Women's Spaces show was recorded on Monday, April 22nd, 2019.